Another round of locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we now talk Troy Trojans football, and that's with head coach Derek Jasper. We're brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Jones Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, another big win last week. You get it done at home against Jackson Heights, 32-0. Big win in the district. Team coming out, really since that Centralia loss, two big back-to-back wins against Moore Hill and then Jackson Heights last week. But let's talk about this Jackson Heights game. Again, 32-0, kind of a slow start offensively, but your team able to pick up and get a win. What'd you think of the overall performance?
Yeah, we moved the ball well and then just kind of phased out on our first two possessions down the red zone. Even had an interception, you know, on our first drive where we moved the ball down the field pretty easily, then got down there when the field narrowed down a little bit and threw a bad interception and had some guys open on the outside, just made a bad decision. And Reagan hasn't made a lot of bad decisions here lately. So a good learning experience for him. And then failed on another after Jackson Heights almost failed on another red zone opportunity. And then finally, you know, Jackson Heights fumbles caught up with them, and we were able to get a couple scores after turnovers by them. Both teams kind of sloppy with the ball. I think we had three turnovers. They had three turnovers. So definitely something we need to work on there. But Jackson Heights had a really nice drive on the first possession. I think they had 77 yards rushing on that drive and went about 90 yards, and then we forced a turnover right as they were going into the end zone. So a big play there that, you know, could have turned the whole game. A lot of momentum went our way after they fumbled those three times in a row. So a good physical ball game. We had to make some adjustments against their run game. So a nice learning experience for us, and we did end up putting up over 400 yards of offense. So a pretty good outing for us.
Yeah, four more touchdowns for Reagan Hartman. You mentioned he did throw that interception on the first drive, but then your defense comes back and forcing a fumble right at the goal line, which really at that point, if Jackson Heights takes it in, you know, the game could play out a little bit differently, but that really swung the momentum. Both teams, again, kind of a little stagnant on offense, you know, in the first quarter. But once you guys got that first touchdown on the board, you got three touchdowns right before halftime. But, you know, just talk about the adjustments maybe or just things working in the right way that second quarter.
Yeah, they were kind of getting to the outside against us, and so we had to change some things against their run game. They came out in the wishbone and wanted to pound it at us, which was a smart coaching move on his part, and we kind of thought that's what they might do. And then when they went spread, we were able to play pretty good against their pass and their run game out of their spread game. So defensively, to get a shutout against a team like that is very impressive. Our defense is very good. I think it's legit. I think it'll keep us in some games, even if our offense is a little bit slow going sometimes. So really relying on our defense a lot. Offensively, I thought we had some good success moving up and down the field. And then, you know, even a big bad for us was even like our points after touchdown. We missed our first kick, so then I started going for two, and I think we only got one of those two-point conversions. So something like as in the Centralia game where we lose by one, those are pretty costly, and a lot of that's on me to come up with better two-point plays because in a big game where it's close, those can make a lot of difference. But really thought our kids played well, and Jackson Heights is playing some young kids, but still a big physical team that had been putting up a lot of yards on the ground and had been putting up a lot of points. So great job by our defense. Proud of our kids. It was senior night. Even though it wasn't our last home game, it was senior night, so our kids had a nice memory there for senior night.
Troy with the big win over Jackson Heights this past week, 32-0. They are 5-1, getting set for final two games of the regular season. They'll go to Onega on Friday this week for the week 7. So we'll talk about that when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Troy head football coach, that is Derek Jasper. It's brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Final two games left here in the regular season, coach. Your team is 5-1. How would you assess the team at this moment? What's maybe the most surprising part of your team through the first six games?
Well, I don't know if we're truly surprised by anything. We knew our defense was gonna do well. I think offensively we're better than maybe I imagined, because I think Reagan Hartman has had a better season than I imagined being a first-year quarterback. So not a lot of surprises. We're doing kind of what I thought we would do. We've played some good football games, and then we've made some mistakes. And certainly that one-point loss is still stings a little bit when we talk about it. But, you know, we've moved on from that. We got to try to finish out the next two games in district and try to get the best seed we can in the playoffs. The playoffs are going to be brutal on the east side of the bracket. I know I'm not looking back anymore. I'm looking forward a little bit. But, man, that 1A East bracket is going to be loaded. You're going to have to play some good, good football to ever think to advance very far in the playoffs. So really happy with where we're at. I think we're tackling well. I think our perimeter blocking is doing a great job, and our offensive line hasn't given up a sack since week one. So as much as we throw the ball, that's something I'm really proud of there.
And one thing you really kind of pointed out right there is perimeter blocking. That's one thing we mentioned on the broadcast on Friday in your win over Jackson Heights with your receivers just being athletic, being big and physical. We noticed that's a big thing. You know, when you get those runs on the outside, you got really good blockers with those wide receivers. They can make plays, but they can also block as well. Really helps with the offense. You get an Onega team this week. You know, they've been down a little bit. They've had some injuries. They've had to deal with multiple quarterbacks. They lost an all-state caliber quarterback in Zach Fisher early in the year. They've been having to deal with that. So, you know, it's a team that's sitting here at 1-5. But, you know, what do you see on this team specifically, and what kind of challenges do they bring?
Well, you know, they'd be a different ball club if they had the Fisher kid, and we've been praying for him. You know, a brutal leg injury he suffered, and hope his rehab is going well. But, man, he really was a carrying him on offense type of guy and a be a big stud carrying him on defense type of guy. So to lose a player like that, they've had to do some things, but I see them get better every week since they lost him. They got some young kids that I watch just scrap and fight like crazy, you know, and not give up. And then they got some big kids up front. They're going to be physical defensively. They bring a lot of blitzes, which is really going to put our no sack giving up streak to the test this week, because they're bringing seven sometimes. So we're not going to have time to step back in the pocket as much as we have been, or we're just going to have to do a better job protecting. So really impressed with the way they're really still fighting. I know they're only a one-win team, but it's certainly not someone we want to overlook. A long road trip for us. And our kids have done a good job of focusing on maybe some of those teams that their records aren't good. We've really done a good job of coming out and just taking care of business right away, and I hope that's what we can do Friday night.
Yeah, talk about a few keys and what it's going to take for that little bit of a lengthy road trip, but nonetheless, a few keys to get a win this week.
Yeah, offensive line, pass protection. It'll be hard to run block those guys, too, because they're blitzing every gap up there in the front out of their defense. So O-line, a really big test for them, and I think they're ready for it. I kind of want to see what they do against this team that brings a lot of blitzes, fills every gap. So a big night for offensive line, and then defensively, they're going to come out and run the ball physically again, kind of like we've seen from Centralia, kind of like we've seen last week against Jackson Heights. So just holding up on the inside, our D-line, another key for us, trying to keep our linebackers free, and then, of course, penalties and turnovers. We didn't really succeed in the turnover battle last week, so we want to get back on track there and go zero turnovers on offense.
Troy head coach Derek Jasper joining us. His team 5-1. They're set for a trip to Onega this week as we're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season. They'll get Onega this week, and then they will have one more game to wrap up the season against Riverside in week number 8 before the playoffs. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck on Friday at Onega. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.